Okay, good afternoon. On Sunday morning, Rav Shachter gave a shiur, a very beautiful shiur, the Zecher Nishmas Chaya Arbisfeld, on the topic of baking matzahs on Erev Pesach. So I want to present exactly what he said, basically. There are two minhagim that you will find that people have relating to baking matzahs on Erev Pesach. Some have a minhag that they bake matzahs on Erev Pesach dafka after chatzos, and some will do it even in the morning. As long as it's Erev Pesach, they're happy. So what are the basis of these two minhagim? If you look in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Tafnul Ches writes, Nogim shalolol l'shmatzos mitzvah b'erev Pesach ad achar sheishol shuz man hakrav is korban Pesach, that it should dafka be achar sheishol. So let's start with that minhag first, the one that's recorded in Shulchan Aruch, to wait until after chatzos of erev Pesach to bake one's matzahs. The Gemara in the very end of Pesachim and of Kuf Chaf and Beis quotes a machlokas whether the isser of eating korban Pesach achar chatzos halayla. The Isra to eat Korban Pesach after Chatzos Halayla, is it Din D'Oraisa or Din D'Rabbanan? Is it B'Layla Azeh that it says by Korban Pesach is going on Chatzos just like Makas Becharos, like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, and therefore it's a Din D'Oraisa? Or no, maybe like Rabbi Akiva, that really on a D'Oraisa level you could eat the Korban Pesach all night long. But Midrabbanan, they were worried that you might end up eating it after Alos HaShachar, and that's a violation of Alos HaSeh Min HaTorah, so one should not do that in order to be extra careful to make sure that one doesn't do that. We try to finish the Korban Pesach by Chatzos. La halacha Tosos and Davkuf Chafam Beis in Maseches Pesachim is Masupak, whether we pass like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But he points out that the Mishnah Nezum Makom says Eino Nechal Elo Ad Chatzos. That sounds like it's a din Da'oraisa. Such strong language, a double negative. Eino Nechal Elo Ad Chatzos. So it sounds like it's a din Da'oraisa, and there are Stam Mishnayos elsewhere that sound like the sheet of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. What does any of this have to do with eating with matzah and baking matzos? So one step at a time. The Gemara explains that the nafkamina between these two shitos, whether the requirement to finish Pesach by, the Korban Pesach by Chatzos is d'oraisa d'rabbanan, nafkamina would be whether you have to finish matzah by Chatzos as well, because we know al matzos morim yochluhu, that the Korban Pesach and the matzah go together, and we are makish the dinim of Korban Pesach to the dinim of matzah. So if it's a din d'oraisa that the Korban Pesach should be eaten by Chatzos, matzah also must be finished by Chatzos. But if it's only a din midrabanan, why? Because I'm afraid that I might eat the Korban Pesach after Alos HaShachar, and that's going to be a violation of Alav Min HaTorah. No such danger exists with matzah. Even if you run a little late on the matzah and you end up eating the matzah after Alos HaShachar, you violated no Lav Min HaTorah. You were mevatel mitzvah saseh Min HaTorah. But in general, Chazal made gzeros asu mishmeres l'mishmarti, that we're supposed to make a mishmeres to mishmarti, to things that are shomer pen al, to lo saseh in the Torah. We don't make a mishmeres taseis in the Torah. So that's what the Gemara says. The nafkamina, whether the problem of eating Korban Pesach achar chatzos is d'oraisa or d'rabanan, is whether one can eat matzah achar chatzos. So that's the Gemara. Now, the Gemara speaks about baking matzos. In a lot of places throughout the Maseches Pesachim, and all the places it seems to assume that the matzah baking happens way earlier than Pesach. Nevertheless, the Rishonim all quote from Rashi that there was a minhag Rashi to dafka bake the matzos after Chatzos Hayom on Erev Pesach, against the mashmaus of many, many Gemaras throughout Maseches Pesachim. Why? What's this based on? Because if you're going to tell me that the Achilas Matzah is tali on the Achilas Korban Pesach, so maybe the Hachana of the matzos is tali on the din of the Hachana of the Korban Pesach. And when can a person shech the Korban Pesach? Only after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. So memela, you can only bake your matzahs after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. It may sound like a fancy drasha. It's mefurish in the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says that way mefurish, that you bake the matzahs after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, because just like the matzahs are linked to Pesach on the tail end, they're also linked to Pesach when you start out. So that when you can be makrav the korban, that's when you can bake the matzahs. The chiddush of Rashi is that the Bavli holds that way as well. That's a big chiddush, because the rest of the Bavli seems not that way. But that's the chiddush of Rashi, that the Bavli holds that way as well. So the Bali Atosos were knowing like Rashi. They were all his family members. They were knowing like Rashi, and that's the minhag according to Shulchan Aruch. This was a minhag that a lot of people liked, but then the Vilna Gaon came along and he said, this minhag doesn't make any sense, because what are you going to do when Erev Pesach is Chal on Shabbos? You're going to bake your matzahs on Shabbos? So the Bali Atosos said, we have a simple answer for that. When Erev Pesach is Chal on Shabbos, we bake our matzahs on Motzai Shabbos, on right before the delaying the whole Seder, they bake their matzahs right then. But the Vilna Gaon says that doesn't do you any good. You're not allowed to. You don't bring the Korban Pesach then. You're marking the Korban Pesach by Yom because the Korban Pesach is Docha Shabbos. But you can't bake your matzahs by Yom. You can't bake your matzahs at that time. So it's difficult to understand. The Gros says someone who shechts his Pesach on the Lela Seder is not Yotzei. He's too late on that to shech the Pesach on the Lela Seder. So how could you bake your matzahs on the Lela Seder? So that's the Vilna Gaon's bomb kasha on this minhag of Rashi that the Balei HaTosfos followed. Rav Shachter pointed out that there was a sefer called Ambua de Sifri, written by Rav Yuskovitz, who was a chaver of Rav Menachem Zemba. There was a whole group of Pelusha Gaonim who were all Balabatim, and they were all just tremendous geniuses. So he wrote this commentary on the Sifri called Ambua de Sifri, and he writes there a justification for the minhag Rashi that the Balei HaTosfos followed. He points out over there that Rashi explains why can't you shecht your Korban Pesach on the night of the Seder? Because ain makriven karbonos belayla. He's not allowed to be makriven karbon belayla. So he says, that's why? The Zman of Korban Pesach is Yudalid. Belayla, it's not Yudalid anymore. It's the next day. That should be the reason. He says, no, because by kachim, halayla holech achar hayom. When it comes to dine kachim, the layla is part of the preceding day. So from a Yudalid perspective, it still is Yudalid, kind of, from a kachim perspective. The only thing is, there's a din in kachim, you can't shech the karbon belayla. Ooh, so says the Ambu de Sifri, what Rashi's telling me is that in its essence, the night of the Seder is a Zman that you technically could have been Makrav the Korban Pesach. It's just that we have a technical halacha, you're not allowed to be Makrav Korbanos at night. That's got nothing to do with matzah. It's still Yodalit as far as matzah is concerned. So as far as matzah, you're able to bake your matzah at night. Anyway, that is the Minhag Rashi. That's the reason for those that are knowing to do what it says in Shulchan Aruch, what it says in the Yerushalmi, to dafka bake their matzahs after Chatzos on Erev Pesach. But there's another minhag that people have. The other minhag is that some people bake their matzahs in the morning on Erev Pesach. Where in the world does that come from? So Rav Shachter pointed out that there was a Talmud of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, Rav Gershon Appel, who put out Ha'aros on one of the Balei HaTosfos, Sefer HaNiyar, and he gives another reason for baking matzahs in Erev Pesach. And because many were nohig to do it before Chatzos. And his reasoning runs as follows. The Mishnah tells us in Taf Lamed Hey that the matzahs have to be made from the Chameshas Minei Dagon. And the Gemara Darshins, yeah, that only those things that are Bali Dei Chimutz are kosher for matzah. So you make a rice matzah, it's not a matzah, because rice is not Bali Dei Chimutz. You make a potato starch matzah, it's not a matzah, because it's not Bali Dei Chimutz. It's only those things that can become chametz are subject to, are kosher to use for baking matzahs. There is a machlokas Rambam Ramban. What about is that a way to identify the min, which things are grains? Or is that saying even more particularly that this particular dough has to be bali de chimutz in order for it to be kosher for matzah? The Ramban holds the second way, that if this particular dough cannot become matzah, then it cannot become chametz, then it cannot become matzah either. So for example, if you make a dough not using water but using mei peros, so mei peros are eina machmitzim, they do not enable it to become chametz, and therefore it can't be matzah either. It will not be matzah either. The Rambam, however, disagrees. The Rambam holds that if you have a dough that's made with yayin, shemen, tvash, or chalav, dafka those things, then it can be used on the night of the Seder. It's kosher for matzah, even though it can't become chametz, because the whole idea of chameshus minei dagan being usable for matzah is that that's how we identify what the minei dagan are. Those minei dagan that in some other realm would be able to become chametz can be used for matzah. But it doesn't have to be that this dough can become chametz. So even if it's done with yayin, shemen, dvash, or chalav, it is kosher to use for the mitzvah of matzah. So according to the Rambam, when Erev Pesach is Chal on Shabbos, it would turn out that you can't even eat matzah shira, you can't eat egg matzah. Because egg matzah is kosher to use for the Seder, right? That's normally the eitzah that we have, is eating egg matzah. Egg matzah is kosher for the Seder, according to the Rambam. So that's why some of the egg matzahs mix in a little bit of wine also. Because even the Rambam would say that's called matzah shira, that you would not be able to be yotze with. So where does the Rambam get such an idea that you can use these types of yayin chalav chalav, dvash. What do these things have in common? Yayin, shemen, chalav, dvash. That you can use to make your matzah mitzvah, but not apple juice, not grape juice. That you can't use to make your matzah mitzvah. Mehechi teisi. So the Avnei Nezer has the following mahalich. The Avnei Nezer explains the Rambam that there is a machlokas tanoim as follows. If someone mixes flour and water, so it's mitzarif, the whole bread, the whole dough, to be considered one unit. Meaning you make a big dough with flour and water, and a tamei person touches one end of the dough. He's just touched the entire dough, right? Meaning the entire dough is considered to be a single unit. So there's machlokas tanoim, what it takes to be mitzarif a dough as a single unit. Is it only when you use one of the Zayin mashkim, or when you're mitzarif a dough physically with any mashke? So the Rambam holds only the Zayin mashkim have that koach hatziruf, have that ability to be mitzarif the dough into a single unit. And therefore, only the Zayin Mashkim could be mitzarif something into a matzah and make it into matzah and it becomes matzah ashira. But something that's not mitzarif to matzah is not able to make it into a matzah ashira. It's considered as if you have matzah and beitzim separately. It's not considered that you have a single unit. Bottom line is, Shita Sarambam is that Bali de Chimutz is not something that's Efshar Lahachmitz b'mitzius. It's a Kviyas Hamin of the Chameshas Mine Dagan. And the Ramban says otherwise. So says Rav Salvechik, Rav Shachakor from Salvechik, that the minuk to bake matzos and Erev Pesach in the morning is based on the Pasuk that tells us Ach b'yom arishon tashbisu, which splits the day of Erev Pesach into two parts. Ach is chilek, the Gemara says. The first part of the day is the Zman Biur. The second part of the day is there's an Isser Esay. So Rav Salvechik explained, based on the Bali Atosfos, that you only need that the matzah is able to be Bali de Chimutz. The Shem Chametz doesn't mean anything the rest of the year. The first time that Chametz becomes an issue, that Chametz becomes something that we even think about, that Chametz becomes halachic something, is in the morning on Erev Pesach. So because there are no dinim of Chametz prior to the morning on Erev Pesach, and therefore many of the Balei Atosos were knowing to bake matzos even before Shachris on Erev Pesach, because that's something that's efshar to be Bali de Chimutz. That's something that can actually be Bali de Chimutz. Prior to that, it's not called Bali de Chimutz. It's not something that it's efshar to be Bali de Chimutz, because there's no such thing as Chametz the rest of the year. It doesn't have a shame Chametz the rest of the year. And that's how Rav Salvechik explained the minhag that people have to bake matzos early in the day on Erev Pesach. As a matter of halacha, the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes that Nagu Kol Yisrael, there's a minhag in Kol Yisrael, he says, to wait until after Chatzos Hayom to bake your matzahs. But then he says, if that's too difficult, then it's okay. Kol Zeinu El Minhag L'Chadchila, B'Mikra Din, Afilu Matzahs Mitzvah, Shnefu Kama Chadashim L'Fnei HaPesach, Yachal Lotzeis Ben Yidei Chavasel L'Chadchila. Mikra Din, we're Yotzei with matzahs. Most of the matzah bakeries are done baking by Purim already, and we're perfectly fine with that. But this is just a little bit of an insight into what these minhagim are based on. Again, the one minhag to bake after Chatzos and Erev Pesach because of its relationship to the Korban Pesach, and the other minhag to bake dafka in the morning of even from the morning of Erev Pesach, because it's called Shabali de Chimutz, and something is only considered Bali de Chimutz if it can become halachically significant as Chimutz. Okay, everyone should have a wonderful day in the Chag Kasher v'Sameach. Thank you.